Cape Breton Regional Municipality and the Royal Canadian Legion are acknowledging Remembrance Day by painting some sidewalks as a tribute to veterans. Two banners will be painted alongside each chosen sidewalk, illustrating the Canadian maple leaf with the words, "Lest We Forget." Mayor Cecil Clark says the idea surfaced last year after learning that an Ontario community posted photos of a similar project. At the time, it was too close to Remembrance Day to make it happen in the CBRM in 2024.
So last year, as a community started to embark on Remembrance Sidewalks, we looked at it and we raised it with our officials. Our officials said, yes, they would be willing to take that on, but had to make sure they dealt with the regulatory requirements for compliance. We researched it, we consulted with the images used by the Royal Canadian Legion, and as a result of all that work, we now will have Remembrance Sidewalks throughout the CBRM this year. And I'm very excited and proud, and I think it builds on the great heritage of those who've served and continue to serve.
Clark tells Coast Radio it was put on the books for this year, and the gesture highlights the sacrifices made by Cape Bretoners and Canadians in the name of freedom.
I believe that any time you can highlight our history, our heritage, the sacrifices and the service that has been provided in the name of freedom and democracy is a good thing. This is part, it's not just decoration, it's a dedication and a signal that we as a community remember, but also celebrate those in service in any form to our country and community. And for young people to see this is another helpful thing as we look to future generations to build on the phenomenal freedom we have, thanks to the sacrifices and service of those in the past.
David Piercy is the Sergeant at Arms for the Ashby Legion in Sydney. He hopes many young people will be curious when they see the sidewalks and ask questions.
Unfortunately, the sacrifice that our heroes have made and are still making is now becoming folklore. It's now becoming history. And the kids today live under a false blanket of security, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to Canada, because they figure because we're a peaceful country and we live in peace, that is just something that has always happened. But the peace of Canada has been paid for by our veterans, especially of World War I and World War II. And I think that the young people, there should be some kind of a program that the young people would try to understand this more, that we could get this across to them. Let's face it, if we do not learn from our past, history is doomed to repeat itself.
Sinclair says Canadian casualties during wartime efforts are difficult to explain in simple math, but tributes, big and small, are appreciated.
When you stop and look at the numbers, over Canada's history, we've had over 2 million people serve Canada in different conflicts and peacekeeping missions. And we've lost close to 18,000, 118,000. So this is a way to honor those who served, you know, those who put their lives on the line for us and didn't come home, and more so to honor the ones that did come home, to recognize them.
Crosswalk painting is scheduled to get underway next week. There is no word on how many will be included for the special municipal Royal Canadian Legion tribute. November 11th is Remembrance Day, known by some as Armistice Day. Every year, at the 11th hour, on the 11th day of the 11th month, people gather for ceremonies and a moment of silence to recognize the end of the First World War in 1918. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.